Hello?
Hello, my
Hello?
name is LaShonda, and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. I just need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who is in need of a callback?
McQuitter.
How can I assist you?
Yeah, I need to fit. They say I need to finish filing my claim.
Who said you need to finish filing your claim?
Somebody I talked to earlier.
When was your last day at work?
It was back in, hold on, what's the name? It was June.
Okay. I have your social security number?
255-43-9647.
Can you provide me with your social again, please?
255-43-9647.
Thank you. Can I have your first and last name again, please?
Nathan McQuitter, Jr.
Have your date of birth?
November 7, 1979.
I have your mother's maiden name.
McQuitter.
Can I have your driver's license number or your ID number?
Driver's license number is 693-0563.
Thank you, one moment. So one moment, looks like some of it is filled out, so one more moment. Did you fill it out on the website?
I did it over the phone.
With another agent?
Yes, ma'am.
Why didn't y'all finish?
It came to the part where it asked for my direct deposit information.
Okay.
I didn't have it at the time, but
Okay.
that's when she stopped for it.
Gotcha. I understand now. One moment, I'm still trying to get to where you left off at. One moment. So you don't want, what's the name of your bank?
PNC Bank.
Great. Is it a checking or a savings account?
Checking account.
I have your routing number?
083-000-108.
Can you repeat that, please?
083 0000108.
Can I have your checking account number?
3078152892.
Can you repeat that, please?
3078152892.
Thank you. What's the name of your last employer?
Strickland Youth Center.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Strickland Youth Center.
Strickland?
Yes, ma'am. Strickland Youth Detention Center. Strickland Youth Detention Center.
Are you spelling Strickland STRICKLAND?
Yes, ma'am.
What does it say on your check stuff?
Strickland Youth Center.
What does it say on your W-2s?
What does it say? Strickland Youth Detention Center.
It's a detention center or just youth center?
Some people say youth detention. It's a youth detention center. Strickland Youth Detention Center.
What days did you start there?
I started in roughly. Thank you, the end of part of March.
Of what year?
2024.
Okay. What was your last day of work?
It was June. I think the middle part of June. I think probably about June 15th or something like that.
One moment. One second. I'm going to see if my supervisor can look it up because I can't find it. So one moment.
No. show our genuine gratitude for having you with us. It's free to join, and we'll work for us from day one. From special permits and surprises to once in a lifetime experiences you'll be talking about forever. They're already in the mainstream.
Can I have your employer's address?
The address is 2315 Coastal Ride Suite, COST.
One moment, you said 2315.
Uh huh.
And then what else?
Coastal Ride Street, COSTARIDES Street.
Okay.
Mobile, Alabama. 36616.
Thank you. My mama. One moment, my system's loading. One moment. Sorry about that. May I have their telephone number, please?
Telephone number?
Yes, please.
251-574-1450.
Why are you no longer working there?
Mental health, because I have PTSD. And I had to go to the VA medical center.
Okay. So did you get discharged?
I'm still in the facility right now.
So you still work there right now?
No.
So what facility are you still in?
The Tuskegee VA.
Oh, okay. One moment. So did the job discharge you or did you quit?
I didn't quit. The VA made me come to the facility.
So you still work for the company?
No, I don't.
So how did you separate from the company? Did you quit or did they discharge you?
How can I say? I was forced to come here.
When you get done there, are you going to be able to go back to your job?
I'm not going to go back to that job. Cause it's part of the reason why my PTSD is where it's at right now.
So I need to know, where did you quit or did they let you go?
I didn't just quit.
Did they let you go?
I had to leave for mental health reasons.
So you had to quit because you had the mental health issues?
I wouldn't say quit the job because I had to go for mental health reasons. I had to leave the job.
So how did you, what do you call that?
I had to leave the job. The VA, it wasn't a good idea for me to work there anymore because it was having me, making my PTSD symptoms worse.
So you quit due to PTSD or did they let you go because of the PTSD?
You can say both.
I only can write down one answer.
Mm-hmm. I didn't just quit the job. I had to leave for a mental health reason.
So that's still quitting, correct?
I guess that's how you want to call it. I didn't just quit the job. I had to leave for mental health reason.
So having to leave a job, what is that called? If you left a job for mental health issues, what are you calling that? Are you being quit? Or did you quit? Or is that a discharge? So what would you call that?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I would call it a discharge.
So that they let you go?
Well, some would, I guess.
I just need to know which answer to put. Mm-hmm. Discharge or quit?
Discharge or quit.
Did you get terminated?
I wasn't terminated.
You was terminated?
I wasn't terminated.
So you could still go back to the job?
I probably can, but I can't because it's dealing with my PTSD, making my PTSD work.
So which answer do you want me to put, quit or discharge? We got to have an answer.
Discharge. Cause quit sounds like I just quit. I would rather go with discharge.
So they're going to ask your provider, they're going to ask the employer on why you are separated. That's the answer I need.
Mm-hmm.
What would they say?
Yeah, they're probably going to say.
Would they say you were terminated?
No, they won't say I was terminated.
They won't say that?
No, won't.
What they're going to say when Alabama calls you?
I left for mental health reasons.
So then you quit the job for mental health reasons. That's what they're going to say?
Well, you keep putting this in my mouth that I quit, but I didn't quit.
I'm not putting anything in your mouth. I just need an answer. You're not giving me a direct answer on a direct question I'm asking.
I don't know
which way to put that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will get you off mental health reasons.
One moment.
I'm still at the mental facility right now as we speak. I've been here for almost 2 months.
Sorry to hear that.
Going on 3 months.
Would you say that's unsatisfactory work on the reason why they discharged you?
I'll say it again.
Would you say that's unsatisfactory work on the reason why they discharged you due to your mental illness? You wasn't able to perform the work?
What do you mean by that?
So unsatisfactory work?
No, it was unsatisfactory work. It said being in a detention facility has aggravated my working power, my PTSD.
So when you're having your PTSD, are you able to perform the work like the work if you didn't have that?
I would say no.
So then that would be unsatisfactory work, correct? Because you're, due to mental health, you wouldn't be able to perform the job, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What was the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Who discharged?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know. But I just left. I just, they, the VA came and got me and brought me to the hospital.
Okay. Okay. What was their job title?
A detention officer. Yeah, but I worked at a Massachusetts Creative Prison before I did that. And I went through the same thing. I had to end up leaving that job.
Okay.
Fine way.
What did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
It was nothing I could resolve, just being in that environment.
Did you commit the act your employer alleges?
Say again?
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
What kind of act?
That you was unable to work due to mental issues, PTSD.
Oh, I don't understand that question.
So did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
What kind of act? That's alleged for what?
So it's going to, when unemployment call your employer, they're probably going to tell you, the employer is probably going to tell them that you quit the job due to the fact of PTSD. Is that correct?
Mental health. Yeah.
Is that correct?
PTSD and mental health.
Were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act? So are you, were there any prior warnings for the same or similar act?
I don't understand that question.
So with everything we've been talking about, were there any prior warnings for the same thing?
I guess. Yeah.
Thank you. Will you be receiving vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Did you answer all the questions correctly?
Yes. To my knowledge.
I didn't hear you.
I said, to my knowledge, yes.
Thank you. You are certifying that your answers are true and correct, and that all the answers and that the law that your answers are true and accurate, and that the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. So we match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by employers. So false answers can result in overpayment and fraud penalty. Do you certify mm-hmm. that all your answers are true and correct?
Yes.
One moment. One moment. So it's necessary to verify your identity when you're filing for unemployment benefits, so please submit the following information. Which of the following cities has a current or former associate to you? Plano, Odessa, Irvin, Shepherd, Air Force Base, or none of the above?
Shepherd, Air Force Base.
Which of the following address have you been associated with? 13564 Trailing Vine Way, 1838 Dozier Road, 1906 Riverway Drive, 900 Downtoner Boulevard, or none of the above?
900 Downtoner Boulevard.
I didn't hear you.
900 Downtoner Boulevard.
Thank you. Which of the following street addresses in Kanahee have you ever lived at or been associated with? Would it be 112 Bravo Company 45?
Yes.
672. This one? Okay.
The Bravo.
Thank you. So the next question is, I just need to know if you agree. Do you agree that you are hereby filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
Oh, say that question again.
Do you hereby agree that you are filing an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama?
I'm not filing a claim with the state of Alabama. I would say no.
That's what we just did.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yeah.
Do you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant benefit handbook, benefit rights, and responsibility?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. One moment. So the following information and instructions are very important. So it normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. So you must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim your benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. So your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, mm-hmm. you must either visit one of the Alabama career centers or you can log in at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov and you can update your online resume. So failure to do so may result mm-hmm. in an interruption in your benefits.
Okay.
So an information booklet, Benefit Rights and Responsibility, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your required weekly certification. So failure to follow instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial on your benefits. So the process you just completed, filed your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. So you must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and mm-hmm. complete a certification each week could cause a denial in your benefits. So unemployment claims, they use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you can file your mm-hmm. weekly certification either online in the claimant portal by clicking mm-hmm. file weekly certification on the homepage, or mm-hmm. you could do it by telephone. If you do it by telephone, that number is 1-800-752-7389. So you can, the process you just completed, unemployment claims, they use calendar weeks. They begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you can file your mm-hmm. weekly certification online or by telephone. That number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could cause a loss in your mm-hmm. benefits. So just complete your weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5 p.m. Whether you're filing online or by telephone, you do need to remember your PIN. I'm going to provide that at the end of the call. One moment. Okay, so... So exemptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees who are on a verified short-term layoff. Claimants attending direct or approved training. A letter may be mailed to you and your end. If you are subject to possible work search exemption. So it's very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions, you can call the inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. You can do that Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
So your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you just to do follow-up interview with you to discuss your findings. Mm-hmm. So if so, you will be contacted by telephone and letter before a decision on your claim is made. Beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires that you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contacts when you complete your weekly claim. You may not list the mm-hmm. same employer more than once unless that employer was not hiring when you first contacted them, but then the employer later begins hiring. Failure to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of your benefits. So for assistance with your work search, please visit a local Alabama Career Center. Do you have any questions for me?
No, that's it right there.
Thank you. So thank you for submitting your initial claim. Your transaction number is going to be 49.
Okay. Oh, go ahead.
4977-91105. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
And then your PIN is going to be 9646.
9646. Okay.
Thank you for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a great day.
Okay. All right, take it easy.
Thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right.